And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, regale me with fabulous tales of the fabulous Keys.
Ed, we have so many events going on here coming up in July. We're not going to even start with the small talk. We're going to get right to it, okay? So here we go. First of all, down in Key West, through the 31st of July, the 6th annual Key West Art Garden. It's at the Key West Tropical Forest and Botanical Gardens. And the interesting thing is that there are 19 sculptures, each made of recycled materials, and they're placed throughout the garden. They're all created by local contemporary artists. Now, Ed, down in Key West, there are three exhibitions at the Key West Custom House, courtesy of the Key West Art and Historical Society. First of all, only a couple more days for Marky Pearson, Night Visions, and Technicolor, but much more time for Key West or Bust, the History of Tourism, explores the history of visitor experiences from the 1920s until 1980s. That's through September 30th. Also through September 30th, artist Will Fernandez, he paints, he sculpts almost entirely from memory and also makes his work quite humorous and whimsical. A little more Key West here, Red Barn Theater, July 1st through the 6th, presenting Night Mother. And then, still in Key West, July 3rd to the 5th, it is the Key Lime Festival, Ed. It's an all-American celebration of Florida's official and, of course, one of the most tasty pies ever made. There's all kinds of different events, including the creation of the world's largest key lime pie.
Whoa.
Last year, they made one at 8 feet in diameter. This year, we're looking at 9 feet in diameter. There's also a key lime pie eating contest and even a Miss Key Lime beauty pageant. Of course, that next weekend throughout America, big July 4th weekend celebration and many different celebrations in the Florida Keys kicks off in Key Largo. It's the 39th annual 4th of July parade. It's co-sponsored by the reporter and the Key Largo Chamber of Commerce. Theme, Salute to Patriots of Liberty. The parade gets rolling along at about mile marker 98.2 at 10 o'clock in the morning on July 4th. Then afterwards, there is a free admission community picnic at Rallis Marina, mile marker 104.5 Bayside. Fireworks later, and of course, fireworks, big fireworks show still in Key Largo on Blackwater Sound. That's mile marker 103 through 104.5. More fireworks celebration a little bit further to the southwest there at Alamorada Founders Park, mile marker 87. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. Down in Marathon, the Middle Keys, the traditional Marathon Beach Party and fireworks show. It'll be at Sombrero Beach, and also it'll be preceded by a 10:30 in the morning Marathon Patriotic Parade. It'll start from Marathon High School down to Marathon Beach, and of course, big fireworks celebration caps that event as well. Down in Big Pine Allure Keys, the Big Pine Allure Keys Rotary Club has its annual 4th of July fireworks. It'll be at the Big Pine Community Park, mile marker 30, Bayside at the end of Sands Road. And then down in Key West, it is the 30th annual Hospice of the Florida Keys and Visiting and Nurse Association picnic. It'll be at the Casa Marina Resort and Beach Club, and the celebration starts at 5 o'clock in the evening with fireworks starting at 9 o'clock, courtesy of the Key West Rotary Club. July 10th to the 13th down in Key West, honoring the late treasure hunter Mel Fisher. It's Mel Fisher Days, and of course, Mel Fisher and his crew uncovered a $450 million cache of Atocha treasure and artifacts in July of 1985 after a 16-year search. Fisher's son, Kim Fisher, continues to lead the search for Atocha artifacts and treasures and many that still remain undiscovered. How about a little bit of underwater music, Ed? It is the 30th annual Underwater Music Festival. It's off of Big Pine at the Lou Key Reef in the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. This year, theme, Diving with the Stars. Not Dancing with the Stars, but Diving with the Stars. And it's staged from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. by Keys radio station US 1 Radio. The music, by the way, is broadcast underwater via Lubell Laboratory speakers that are strategically positioned above the reef. And, of course, hung from boats that are part of the extravaganza. Ed, I have seen Elvis at this event.
I bet you have.
I'm not kidding you. We have seen the snorkeling Elvises Will they be there this year or not? Can't tell you, but certainly we always get a mermaid and just a great event. Again, it's the 30th annual Underwater Music Festival. And Ed, we must finish up this report talking about the July 15th to the 20th Hemingway Day celebration. It's the 34th year Ernest Hemingway lived in Key West throughout the 1930s, and this celebration honors him with the Hemingway Lookalike Contest at his favorite watering hole, Sloppy Joe's Bar, the Drambuie Key West Marlin Tournament, Laurie and Hemingway Short Story Competition, and so many other events. Of course, add much more details on other events that we don't even have time to talk about on the Florida Keys website. It's flakeys.com.
Thanks to Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council for all those great events in the fabulous Florida Keys. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you, Ed.
Let me mention CultureShockMiami.com gives students ages 13 through 22 quite affordable access to the arts, such as the production Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Heatbox, the human beatbox, joins the swinging seven-piece funk band on stage on June 28th here in Miami-Dade County. And that and many other Miami-Dade County events, films, festivals, and museums. For more info, go to CultureShockMiami.com or call 305-375-1949. And please don't forget the Kickstarter rally tomorrow at Churchill's Pub in Little Haiti at 8 p.m. seeking funds to support the production of the documentary Little Haiti Rock City and the Kickstarter campaign online. For more info, go to littlehaitirockcity.com. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Andy Newman. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.